From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A top Hezbollah military commander has been killed in Syria. Mustafa Baradin was killed in an explosion which tore through the group's headquarters near Damascus International Airport. Syrian TV announced Baradin's death overnight. The group indicated that the cause of the fatal explosion is being investigated, although several Hezbollah leaders directed suspicion at Israel. Thousands of mourners flooded the streets of Beirut for his funeral on Friday. Baradin has been accused of participating in an attack that blew up the U.S. Marine Command Center near Beirut Airport in 1983, an explosion that tore through the U.S. Embassy in Beirut, and an attack on the Khobar Towers in Saudi Arabia. He was also at the top of a list of suspects identified by a UN special tribunal investigating the assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafiq al-Hariri. At least 16 people were killed Friday in shooting and bombing attacks in a predominantly Shiite town in northern Iraq. Three gunmen opened fire with machine guns at a cafe in the town of Balad. 12 people were killed and at least 25 wounded. Later, one of the assailants set off an explosive vest at a nearby market, killing at least 4 people and wounding 2 others critically. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attacks, saying it targeted Shiite militiamen. The attacks come just days after more than 80 people were killed when 3 suicide bombers set off their explosives in Baghdad on Wednesday. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.